Well, Nathan, a really big day for you guys today. 1-0 win, coming away with the regional championship. How proud are you right now of just of not just this team, but this whole entire season?
We have the most wins ever in Altamont history. I mean, that and a regional plaque still playing, that's really all I got to say. You know, it's we're still playing for practice on Monday, and I'm in shock. Everyone's having fun. This is awesome. This is what it's about right here.
The last 3 years have been really frustrating in the postseason. I know regional lost to South Central your freshman year, lost in the semis to BSC your sophomore year, then the 12-inning heartbreaker last year at St. Anthony. How good does it feel now, your senior year? You come out, like you said, set the school record for wins and come away with a regional championship as a senior. Kind of, how does it feel like leaving your legacy like that here at Altamont?
You know, I hope the kids that are here, the little ones, are just watch to see how fun that was. How into it everyone on that bench is. Doesn't matter if you're starting on the bench, pitching like Dylan did. He did outstanding today. We were on the same page. I hope every kid that's here sees how freaking cool that is. And that's what I want my legacy to be, is just see how fun it is to play baseball and play at a high level.
You talked about Dylan Elam on the mound today. He gave you guys a 7 shutout innings, 3 hits, if I counted correctly, 5 strikes. I mean, he was just dominant from the start. And when he got those, when he got in those rare jams, not just him, but the defense just bear down, everyone bear down. Like, how much confidence does that give you, both as the catcher and as a senior leader, like knowing that you guys 100%. Got guys that can pick him up?
You know, that was a big thing coming into the season. We knew we didn't have as many big hitters, like, you know, Mason, Jared Kynan, and all those guys left last year, and they can really hit. But we knew that in order to win games, we'd have to pitch well, which we have all year, and play defense. And the defense lacked. It really did early in the year. But this group of seniors, all 12 of us, you know, had a meeting and said, guys, this is what it's going to end up being. Close games, we have to make plays like that. Riley made 2 big ones, that catch at first. Cade made a big one. Dylan off that bunt. I mean, that's what it's about. Is that's how you win close games. And that's what we're going to do to win close games. And I don't know. That's just, it gives me so much confidence our pitching. If our hitting gets going, no one's going to beat us.
Obviously, too, with you being the catcher and Dylan being a pitcher, my apologies, you guys have worked together quite a bit. And do you guys, like, kind of know exactly like what you're thinking throughout the mound, throughout the game?
You know, if you see him shake a lot of times in a row, that's me calling him. I call the shakes. So we don't shake off very often. We're always on the same page. We're always talking after innings. I mean, he's done it. He's done it since he was little. I've done it with him since I was little. I mean, it's the greatest feeling ever. And I knew all confidence. I told him before the game started, I said, you know, we're nearing the end here, and he's going, you know, KC, I'm going to Lakeland, so won't be pitching and catching together anymore. It feels good to keep on moving, keep giving as many chances as possible. I love it.
In the bottom of the 6th inning, you were able to finally break through with the scoring. I believe it was the first pitch you saw, too.
It was.
What was your approach going into that at bat?
Well, earlier in the game, since coming back from my concussion, I just haven't tracked the ball as well. So I've been late on fastballs, kind of disconnected. So I told myself after, you know, I think KD hit the ball hard on fastball there, just right at Zimdars. He made a good play short. Dylan was behind on a fastball. I told myself, I'm tired of being late on fastballs. That's what I told myself. I said, I'm tired of being late on fastballs. If I get one up, I'm going to see it and hit hard. I just saw it up and put a good swing on it, and the rest is, I can't even tell you what. The rest is just one foggy memory that I'm going to have to go watch 100 times tonight.
I know from the third base side where I was standing, the second I saw that off the bat, I had a feeling that it was going to be gone. Did you have a feeling?
I knew. I hit it. I didn't feel it off the bat. I knew. I knew that thing was gone. I rounded first after hitting Colin. Calling with a high five, I just look over. Everyone's almost on the third base line. That was unbelievable. I don't have words for it. I don't have words.
Obviously, I know you're gonna take this, enjoy it, have a graduation tonight that you're gonna enjoy. And but come Monday, you know, you're gonna know who you're gonna play.
Yep.
Wednesday over at Kimundi. So
Kimundi.
Enjoy it now, but come back to work Monday.
Yeah, we're playing the practice. I'm glad we get another at least 2 more practices in a game with these guys. I love them. 12 guys and. I don't know who's going next week. It doesn't really matter. We got this. Everyone on this team played well today. We may not have hit the greatest, but our at-bats were good. We hit hard right at guys multiple times. So I'm just glad I was the one that got the breakthrough. And for everybody, they all deserve this more than I do. So Well, I love it.
Appreciate the time.
Thanks for being
here. Go celebrate with your teammates, and
yeah.
Good luck next week, man.
Thank you.